RJ just got on.
Clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Caller number six is Congressman Walker.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, Arch. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, Speaker.
All right, we'll get started. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 10 a.m. It is September 15th, 2020. We are in our 2020 CEJO session, and we are on day 7. Congressman Keene, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We ask that you guide us as we serve the Osage Nation today. Please lay your healing hand on anyone that's affected by COVID. And please listen to any unspoken prayer requests, and please give people peace and serenity. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman.
Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfart.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Pott.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
She's present. We need to get her a microphone.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Hand her a microphone right there.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 14th.
Speaker Pratt.
Speaker Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Very end, it's got 10:15 a.m.
Clerk, did you get that? It's hard to hear them in here. I didn't understand most of that.
I did not hear that.
At the very end, it's got 10:15 a.m. One too many A's.
Thank you, okay. Congressman.
Thank you.
Hey.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second. Maker.
Motion's made and seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal for September 14th, 2020 is approved. Okay, what's going on here? Next is reports of select committees. I don't believe there are any reports of standing committees. are none. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Okay, seeing none, I need to do a quick bit of housekeeping. Yesterday's agenda on first reading was ONCA 2080 and ONCA 2081. I will now assign them to the Appropriations Committee. So second speaker, ONCA 2080 and ONCA 2081 will go to Appropriations. Okay, next is General Order Day 1, second reading. This is also a bill that was Second Speaker Rebard read on second reading yesterday. However, I place it on the agenda again to have this discussion and maybe a motion to where this bill is going to go now. And it would, my understanding would be, depending on how this works, then I would just entertain a motion to keep it on General Order Day 1 for now, as the others, because this is, although it says ONCA 2076, it's in reference to the membership budget that was reported out. So I would entertain a motion that ONCA 2076 membership section, what's the section, clerk? Ms. Walker?
I apologize. Section 43.
Section who?
Section 43.
What is she saying? Yeah, we
43.
Thank you, Congressman. It is these, I don't know what's up with these speakers today. We can't hear in the chambers. Section 43. All right, I would entertain a motion for ONCA 2076 section 43 membership to be held on General Order Day 1.
I'm moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. Next, General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2075, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $2,023,433 and to establish an alternate effective date. This also is on General Order Day 2, or I believe if we're wanting to hold this to see what's going to happen by next week, then this would also need to be held. So I would entertain a motion to do so.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. I'd be glad to put forth a motion to hold it on where it's at now. Is that what you're understanding?
Yes. General Order Day 2.
Okay. Yes. I make a motion to hold ONCA 2075 on General Order Day 2. Do I need to put a time frame on it?
No.
The call of the speaker.
The call of the speaker. Thank you, Congressman Walker.
And it is a rule suspension. So is there a second?
I'll second. This is Stabler.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor to hold ONCA 2075 on General Order Day 2 to the call of the speaker, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. We are now on motions and notices.
Speaker Pratt, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Education Committee is scheduled to meet immediately following session until noon. We'll get started at 10:30.
Did you say 10:30?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meets 1 to 2:50 today.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government Operations Committee will meet from 3 to 4:50 today.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. Good morning, everyone. Health and Social Services Committee meeting meets today from 5 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, I don't believe the only thing I wanted to maybe put out there is I know we have, I don't believe we have a committee meeting tomorrow immediately following session, but tomorrow's Wednesday. It is also the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting. I do not know if anyone, I know there's been some things discussed, so I didn't know if anyone had any compelling reason why we should possibly start session at a different time or just get through it and then attend the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting because there's not a, a meeting after session tomorrow. So maybe we could just jump on a little late. If everybody's okay with that, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved. This is Brandy.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I don't really see any legislation moving right now. Why don't we just, instead of, I think if we're going to do that, rather than, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 of us interrupting their meeting at 10:10, 10:15, beeping in, then we either meet at 9:30 or just wait till Thursday.
Yes, I would agree with that. That's why I was just kind of throwing it out there for discussion. Cause I agree, because they could probably be in executive session by then. I just know that, you know, maybe there are some things to discuss. Therefore, we could meet at 9:45, 9:30, or wait till Thursday. It's up to you all.
Speaker, I'd say we don't need to miss the whole day. I'd say we could come in a little early, like you suggested.
Right. We can go ahead and do that. We were just saying that session takes about 10 minutes. We just we would still be holding the committee meetings, just not session. So, all right. Congressman Walker, do you want to make a motion? About 9:30.
I withdraw my motion. This is Brandy.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Second.
There's a motion made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Thursday. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay, we are adjourned until. There's, was that Congressman Tillman? Or Maker?
No, it's Mike.
Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry, Congressman Tillman. All right, mark Congressman Maker as a no, and we are adjourned until Thursday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Clerk, are we staying on here for education?
I think so. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you.
Are we staying on this link for? Yes.